We learned in yesterday's halacha that there's a law of Miniket Havero, which teaches us that if a lady gets divorced or she becomes an almana, no aleinu ve'lo aleichem, that she has a baby, whether she's pregnant, then she cannot remarry until 24 months in order to give her time to nurse the child properly. The rabbis were concerned that if you let her get married before that time, she might wean the child on purpose in order to get married. And then the child will suffer by not getting the proper nutrition. So therefore they blocked her by getting married. So therefore she has no choice. So she cannot do any schemes in order to wean the child early in order to get married, because she's not going to get married anyway. And we said that the rabbis made such a gezerah, even if she gave her child to a nurse, even if she stopped nursing the child, even if, let's say, the nurse, you have a backup nurse, two nurses you hired, even if the nurse swore that she's not going to quit, in all these cases, the rabbis forbade. However, there are certain cases that the rabbis were lenient. Bar Minan, let's say the child died. So in this case over here, they're going to allow her to get married. Why? Because we're not going to make a gezerah that a lady might come and kill her own child. That already is far-fetched. And even though you might find one crazy lady that does such a thing, that's lo shkiyah. And therefore, Bar Minan, if the child died, we would let her get married within 24 months. Or for that matter, let's say she weaned the child when the husband was still alive, which means they were married and everything, and the child was weaned already from then. She had no idea that the husband's going to even die. And then the husband died after that. The rabbis did not make a gezerah in that case as well. Or let's say she doesn't have the ability to nurse. I mean, she doesn't have milk bichlal. I mean, she never started. Doesn't come in her milk. Or her milk stopped, let's say, when the husband was still alive. Or she gave the baby to a nurse when the husband was still alive. In all those cases, so then the law is that we would allow her to get remarried even within the 24 months. Now let's say a lady did not follow this halakha, and she had a child, and she was in the 24 months, and all the rules applied, and she didn't listen to the halakha, and he didn't listen, and he went and he married her anyway. So the halakha says they put the fellow in nidui until he gives her a get. Ad she yosi otah. Because he went against the halakha. If he wants to remarry her after, of course he can. Not if he's a kohen, of course, because that would be asur because she is divorced. In this case, the lady would be able to get a ketubah. And when he remarries, I would write a new ketubah.